Ben and Kelly Show. Great way to get a hold of us. You can DM us your issues. And you know what? We love to read them. We love to be a part of your dirt and your drama from afar.
That just makes us sound like just big, huge gossips.
Yeah. You know, if the shoe fits, right, Kelly?
Oh, okay, great.
All right, so Lisa's got an issue.
Yeah, Lisa, in quotes, we should say, hey there, Ben and Kelly, help, I'm going crazy.
Mm.
No one around me thinks this is a big deal, so I figured I'd write you all.
Okay.
I met my neighbor, Sarah, in quotes, about 18 months ago when we bought homes in the same development.
All right.
She was nice, and we became chummy. Well, now she's becoming kind of a fatal attraction.
Ew.
She came over one day while I was decorating my son's room, admired the bedroom furniture. Then she ran out and bought the same bed for her son.
All right.
That was just the beginning. She has since copied my dining room set, my dog, my hairstyle, paint in the kids' room, wood floors, and get this, my living room set in the identical color.
Mm-hmm.
I recently bought a car. So did she. Same make and model.
Wow.
My husband says it's hilarious,
so
but my kids and I don't. If I mention that I want something in casual conversation, before you know it, she's breaking her neck to get it.
Uh-huh.
My coworkers tell me I should take it as a compliment, but I can't. Please help me. I enjoyed her company at one point, but now I no longer want her in my home.
No. Are you worried that she's going to, like Fatal Attraction, try to steal your man, too?
I think I'm kind of among the same thinking of, yeah, just take it as a compliment. She really likes your style.
Oh, yeah. You know
everything.
What?
Everything.
Beth points out it's more like single white female as opposed to fatal attraction. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. It is.
She's not boiling bunnies. So, yeah.
Well,
this is more single white female. This is trying to, like, copy her life.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there was animal cruelty in that one,
you're
too.
Right, you're right.
There was a
you're
puppy.
Right.
There was a puppy.
But I feel as though this is just, she really digs her style. She thinks she's awesome in every way and wants to emulate her. And I think if as long as it kind of sticks to that, take it as a huge compliment.
But she's, so that's why she reached out. Is the only people in her life that are on her side are her kids.
Right. They think it's weird, too.
Yeah, everybody else, from her husband to her coworkers, are like, yeah, no big deal, whatever. She likes your style.
And how many other people in your life are going to know that this person, like, has everything in her house identical to yours? Like, no one else in your life, I'm sure, goes into her house, so they're not going to know.
Okay, so, I mean, this isn't an uncommon thing, is it? But maybe it's just uncommon because you're literally like next door neighbors.
No, I think, yeah. And I think that, you know, especially, you know, women, we get inspired by other women that we think are fashionable, or we love how they decorate their house or stuff like that. This is just on a next level with everything.
Mm.
But I don't think it's, I would just be completely flattered.
Now,
that
Jacqueline,
they think I am awesome in every way.
Okay.
Right?
So what we're saying is we need to get her on the, over the hump of this is weird, and just she thinks I'm awesome.
Well, Jacqueline says kids have better intuition than adults. I'm with her kids. It's weird.
Yeah, Beth also says imitating is flattery, but this is obsession.
Okay. All right. I get that. But do you have a confrontation then? Do you sit her down?
I mean, but what are you
going to
say?
Yeah,
like,
I don't know.
What are you going to tell her? Like,
hey,
are you
I've noticed
say,
that you have everything that I have.
Yeah.
That's a little weird, right?
Yeah, why don't you take everything back?
Yeah,
like
I
you
don't
can't
think,
say that.
You can't say that. You can't take the paint off the walls, and you can't,
right?
You know, take the car back. She's not going to do that either. So I don't. Maybe we stop telling her when we're buying things.
Well, I don't know if it's telling her she's buying things more so like she pulls in with a new car, and the neighbor's like, you know what, like it, going to
well,
get
okay.
it.
Well, okay, but so maybe we, if we're going to visit, we go visit at the neighbor's house, so that she's not coming in seeing any of our new stuff. And then there you go. Do we do that? The car is done.
Does she turn it around and then visit her neighbor's house and be like, you know what? I want to get inspired by some of the things you're doing.
Maybe. Except for it's all her stuff already.
Yeah,
so
I guess.
But I think maybe we just stop telling her when we're getting things or if we want something. And then we just, if we're going to spend time together, we just spend time at the neighbor's house. And there you go. And then maybe it'll stop being a problem.
Yeah, I guess maybe just taking a little pause from seeing the neighbor.
Yeah, be busy
for a little bit.
Yeah, you can be busy. And you can just have, you know, life kind of get in the way of your visits.
And then just let things kind of simmer down.
Maybe
that's what we do. All right.
I agree. It's like all the things that she is in being inspired by is a little much, but I don't know if this is like we get super, I guess, is it a huge red flag as far as it's dangerous? Don't know.
Yeah.
But I would just take it as a ginormous compliment right now. Like, you're amazing, and she just admires everything about you.
You know what?
I
like this.
Just like you.
I like this text, and this is where we'll end it. But because I was thinking the same thing too, like start buying a bunch of weird stuff and really test her. Like, you know what? I am just having a crazy hair, and I want to redecorate everything like this.
Maybe we can start testing the waters.
I mean, that's going to cost you money, and it may also take you out of the comfort level of where you wanted your house to look like. But
exactly,
proving a point sometimes takes money.
I think maybe you could just, you know, take a little breather, if you're going to spend time together, go to her house and all the things. Stop telling her about the stuff you're going to get.
Good luck. Hopefully, that gives you a little bit of perspective. And
keep us posted, though. Invested.
I'd love to see the pictures, though. If you have any pictures to send along, that'd be great.
I'll start buying it, too.
Yeah, then Kelly and I will both start decorating our own houses like
We're gonna be just like you, too.